fortune hath forlorn. Despised of grace, that proffered grace did scorn. My lawless love, that luckless wrought my woe, my discontent, content did overthrow. My loathed life, too late I do lament. My hateful deed, with heart I do repent. A wife I was, that willful went awry, and for that fault am here prepared to die. In blooming years, my father's greedy mind against my will a match for me did find. Great wealth there was, yea, gold and money store, but yet my heart had chosen long before. My eye misliked my father's liking quite. My heart did loathe my parents' fond delight. My grieved mind and fancy told to me that with his age my youth could not agree. On knees I craved they would me not constrain. With tears I cried their purpose to refrain. With sighs and sobs I did them often move. I might not wed whereas I could not love. But all in vain my speeches still I spent. My father's will my wishes did prevent. The wealthy page possessed my outward part. George Strange, which still was lodged in my heart. I wedded was but rapid in all woe. Great discontents within my heart did grow. I loathed to live, yet lived in deadly strife, because perforce I was made page's wife. My chosen eyes could not his sight abide. My tender youth did scorn his aged side. Scant could I taste the meat whereon he fed. My legs did loathe to lodge within his bed. Cause knew I none I should despise him so, that such disdain within my mind did grow. Save only this, that fancy did me move, and told me still George Strange, which was my love. But here began my downfall and decay. In mind I mused to make him straight away. I that became his discontented wife, contented was he should be rid of life. Methinks that heaven cries vengeance for my fact. Methinks the world condemns my monstrous act. Methinks within my conscience tells me true, that for that deed hellfire is my due. My pensive life doth sorrow for my sin. For this this offense my soul doth plead within. Yet mercy, Lord, for mercy still I cry. Save thou my soul and let my body die. Well could I wish that Page enjoyed his life, so that he had some other to his wife. But never would I wish a flower high, a longer life, and see sweet strange witch die. Ah, woe is me that had not better grace, to stay till he had run out nature's race. My deed I rue, but more I do lament, that to the same my strange witch gave consent. You parents fond that greedy minded be, and seek to graft upon the golden tree, consider well and rightful judges be, and give your doom 'twixt parents' love and me. I was their child and born for to obey, yet not to wed where I no love could lay. I married was to muck and endless strife, but faith before had made me strange witch wife. Ah, wretched world that cankered rust doth blind, and cursed man that bear a greedy mind. And hapless I, whom parents did foresow, to end my days in sorrow, shame, and woe. You Devonshire dames and courteous Cornwall knights, that here are come to visit woeful wights, regard my grief and mark my woeful end, and to your children be a better friend. And thou, my dear witch, for my fault must die, be not afraid the force of death to try. Like as we lived and loved together true, so both at once let's bid the world adieu. Eulalia, thy friend, doth take her last farewell, whose soul with thine in heaven shall ever dwell. Sweet Saviour Christ, do thou my soul receive. The world I do with all my heart forgive. And parents now, whose mournful minds do show your heart's disease and inward heavy woe, mourn you no more, for hope my heart doth tell, ere day be done, that I shall be full well. And Plymouth proud, I bid thee eke farewell. Take heed, you wives, let not your hands rebel. And farewell, life, wherein such sorrow flows, and welcome, grave, which must my corpse enclose. And now, sweet Lord, forgive me my misdeeds. Repentance cries for soul that inward bleeds. My soul and body I commend to thee, that with thy blood from death bless our king with long and happy wife, and send true love betwixt each man and wife, and give our parents wisdom to foresee the matches marred where minds do not agree. The man that sighs and sorrows for his sin, the corpse which care and woe hath wrapped in doleful sword records his swan light song that waits for death and loathes to live so long. O grand filth, cause of my committed crime, snared in wealth as birds in bush of lime, what cause hast thou to bear such wicked spite against my good and eke my love's delight? I would to God thy wisdom had been more, or that I had not entered in thy door, or that thou hadst a kinder father been unto thy child whose years are yet but green. The match unmeet which thou for mock didst make, when aged page thy daughter home did take, well mayst thou rue with tears that cannot dry, which was the cause that four of us must die. Eulalia fair, more bright than summer sun, whose beauty had my heart forever won, my soul more sobs to think of thy disgrace than to behold mine own untimely race. The deed laid done in heart I do lament, but that I loved I cannot it repent. Thy seemly sight was ever sweet to me, would God my death might thy excuser be. It was for me, alas, thou didst the same. On me of right they ought to lay the blame. My worthless love hath brought my life in scorn. Now woe is me that ever I was born. Farewell, my love, whose loyal heart was seen. Would God thou hadst not half so constant been. Farewell, my love, the bride of Plymouth town. Farewell, the flower whose beauty is cut down. For 20 years great was the cost, I know. Thy unkind father did on thee bestow, yet afterward so sordid fortune, sir, he lost his joy and child within an hour. My wrong and woe to God I do commit, this was the fault by matching them unfit. And yet my guilt I cannot so excuse, I gave consent his life for to abuse. Wretch that I am that I consent did give, had I denied Eulalia still should live. Blind fancy sad her suit do not deny. Live thou in bliss, or else in sorrow die. O Lord, forgive this cruel deed of mine. Upon my soul let beams of mercy shine. In justice, Lord, do thou no vengeance take. Forgive us both for Jesus Christ his sake. If ever woe did touch a woman's heart, or grief did gall for sin the inward part, my conscience then and heavy heart within can witness well my sorrow for my sin. When years were young, my father forced me wed against my will, where fancy was not led. I was content his pleasure to obey, although my heart was linked another way. Great were the gifts they proffered to my sight. With wealth they thought to win me to delight. But gold nor gift my heart could not remove, for I was linked whereas I could not love. Methought this sight was loathsome in mine eye. My heart did grudge against him inwardly. This discontent did cause my deadly strife, and with his wealth I lived a loathsome life. My constant love was on young strange witch set, and woe to them that did our welfare let. His love in me so deep a root did take, I could have gone a begging for his sake. Wronged he was even through my parents plain, wronged he was through fond desire of gain. If faith and truth a perfect pledge might be, I had been wife unto no man but he. Eternal God, forgive my father's deed, and grant all maidens to take better heed. If I had constant been unto my friend, I had not matched to make so bad an end. But wanting grace, I sought mine own decay, and was the cause to cast my friend away. And he in whom my earthly joys did lie, through my amiss a shameful death must die. Farewell, sweet George, my loving, faithful friend. Needs must I laud and love thee to the end. And albeit that page possessed thy due, in sight of God thou wast my husband true. My watery eyes unto the heavens I bend, craving of Christ his mercy to extend. this world and friends that fickle be. All wives farewell, example take by me. Let not the devil to mother you entice. Seek to escape each soul and filthy vice. And now, O Christ, to thee I yield my breath. Strength.